the bottom of the ninth inning with the Mets leading by three runs and an out. But in the end, Tampa stranded the tying run at third base, and the Mets picked up the series opening victory. With that win, the Mets improved their record to 24-10. That is the best record in the Florida State League total. They have a five-game lead in the East over Jupiter, which has lost two in a row. The Hammerheads are 19-15. Daytona's 14-20, 10 back. Palm Beach 12-22, 12 out in the East. In the West Division, Fort Myers leads the way at 21-12. Clearwater a game out at 20-13. Those two teams are playing each other today. Bradenton is 16-18. Lakeland and Tampa tied for fourth at 14-19. Dunedin in last place, but just barely at 14-20. Other games around the Florida State League. I might have to update the standings here. Fort Myers and Clearwater play two today, and they're off tomorrow. Fort Myers won them both, 10-5 and 2-0. Early doubleheader completed there down the road in Clearwater. Lakeland and Jupiter scoreless in the middle of the first. No score between Bradenton and Tampa at the end of the first, and Daytona. Dunedin is at Daytona at 7:05. Our first pitch was supposed to be at 6:30, but there was a small storm cell out to our east, about 10 miles away, and they decided out of abundance of caution to delay the start of this game by 20 minutes, so we're supposed to start at 6:50. By the way, it didn't drop rain here. There wasn't even a cloud over the stadium, but I'll let you read between the lines of my thoughts of it. Take a quick break, come back, and we will continue the pregame show with the starting pitching matchup and the lineups.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com. Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone. Bye-bye baseball. Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. A base hit into center field. Yes, and Mora's going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe, and the Mets win. Mazzica, the walk-off winner. Pitch, Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Rainier ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Pena, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball deep left field, going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye, baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run! It's go time. Mets and Tarpons. As we so went to break, the Tarpons started to come onto the field. Just rolled right through the intro. And now Tampa's ready to get things going for the Mets. It'll be Alex Mears, Omar De Los Santos, and Stanley Consuegra batting against Yan Castro, right-handed pitcher for the Tarpons. Will be making his sixth start. He's been good. 0-1 record, but a 1.53 ERA in his first five starts. 18 innings, 15 hits, 3 earned runs, 5 walks, and 21 strikeouts for Castro this season. He'll be celebrating his 23rd birthday come Monday. From Coti in the Dominican Republic, signed to a minor league deal. He's an international free agent by the Yankees. January of 2018. Here's Alex Ramirez. Went 2-for-5 yesterday. Hits in his last two plate appearances, a double and a single. He'll get a start as the Mets try to extend their win streak to 7. Take an early 2-0 lead in this series. Castro working from the stretch. First pitch is on the way, and it's taken for strike one. Home plate umpire is Caleb Martin. We have the automated ball strike system calling every pitch tonight. The base umpire is Matt Wachowski. A slider low, and it's 1-1. Ramirez hitting .391 in the month of May. 363 overall, swings through this slider for strike two. Mets wearing their orange jersey tops, the Florida Mr. Met in the left chest, blue numbers on the front and back, gray pants. Yesterday they wore the gray jerseys, changing it up on a hot evening in Tampa. There's a pitch low, 2-2. Yeah, just a brutally hot day all day here on the west coast of Florida. A lot of sun. Team took batting practice in the air conditioning batting cages. And the guys appreciated that instead of on the field. On a pitch that runs inside, plants him, hit him up high, and he's sitting down in the box, taking his batting gloves off and his equipment off. The Mets will quickly check in on him. I don't think Alex realizes it yet that Grace DiStefano, assistant trainer, and Robbie Robinson, the manager, are there. Now he knows. Well, that one got away from Castro, and one of those where it kept riding in, and Ramirez had nowhere to go. You hit him somewhere maybe up high on the shoulder or arm, and Alex, a long, lean player, still got to add that extra few pounds of muscle to protect himself a little better from those pitches. He'll get there. He's only 19. I saw one scouting report that said they think he can put on 30 more pounds of muscle. Really? 30? Seems to be an awful lot. Here is Omar De Los Santos moving up in the order, and we're going to have some discrepancy here. The umpires want to get together, and Wachowski, the field umpire, looking towards the mound, and Martin looking towards the dugout, and they're going to summon Castro back to the dugout. It must have had something on his body, or did he break a belt or something with the mitt when he's going back in the dugout. And there's a lot of players gathering around him. What in the world could this be about? It's got to be an equipment issue that was pointed out by the umpires. Just funny to odd to see that all the players basically come rushing to the part of the dugout where he came out of. And if he's got to take a certain piece of clothing off or something and they want to form a little barricade around him so no one can see, that makes no sense. He can just go right up into the tunnel. What an awkward start to this. By the way, this is the first game this season delayed by weather. And again, it was nothing but sun splashing on the field. But this very striking automated weather alert came on the stadium sound system and the video board around 5:55. And it just kept replaying over and over and over again, making you want to throw up. And they said that the game was delayed by 20 minutes for a little storm cell that popped up in Brandon that was never really making its way here. So that's an unfortunate end to the Mets' 34-game streak of no weather delays. And it really didn't need to be one. All right. Castro's back out there, and he throws a strike to Omar De Los Santos. He fixed whatever was wrong with his jersey or belt, glove. Ramirez, a short leadoff first, a slider. Strike on the outside corner. It's nothing and two on Omar, who had a great night last night. 2 for 4. The go-ahead hit in the game, and then a very important insurance RBI late in the game the Mets ended up needing badly. And here he slices one foul. Stays 0-2. Breaking ball low. Oh, here's bus driver Ed clambering up the stairs. It's a long walkway up to sit right underneath the press box, but Ed's going to make his way up anyways. It's a long walk there, Ed. Stretch those legs. There's a check swing. Yeah, foul ball. Ed's clutching his chest. Yeah, got to get the wind back in him. Climbing the high stands here at Steinmetz Field. Big ballpark, sits over 10,000. I'm sure it's exciting when the Red Sox and Yankees get together in spring training, but for a single-A game, there's a lot of empty seats. Not the same crowd as yesterday, probably in the 700s. 1-2 pitch, it's taken for a third strike, and De Los Santos didn't even need the umpire to really tell him. He knew it right away. Now a backwards K for Castro. Oh, there's Consuegra again. Oh, poor Stanley. I tried to get in the PA announcer's room today to do pronunciations. He wasn't there. Only if they're listening. There's the ball fouled away. And Stanley yesterday, 2 for 4. So maybe you keep calling him Consuegra, and he'll sign up for that if he's going to go 2 for 4 every night. Double and a single. The top four Mets in the order yesterday all had doubles. Ramirez, Lee, Lugo, and Consuegra. Khalil Lee gets the day off. Ramirez running. The throw up to second base to get him. It's high, but not in time. Now Siegler throws out Ramirez. Pitch was a good one to run on. A slow curve. It was a high throw from Siegler. Out to the second baseman, Chirinos, and they still got him. Which will bring us to one of the talking points tonight, as there are two outs in the inning now. Mets base running, steal attempts. It's been, let's just say Omar De Los Santos can cover up a lot of blemishes. Omar is 20 out of 21 in stolen base tries. The rest of the Mets this year, including that caught stealing, have only successfully stolen 15 and have been caught 20 times as this pitch is high to Consuegra. So, and really, unless De Los Santos is running, there is not much success out there on the base pass trying to steal bags. There's a swing and a miss from Consuegra. And if, you know, Ramirez is going to take off on a good pitch to run on, and the catcher is going to throw high to second and still can't get there in time. Just not in the cards so far this year. 3-2 pitch, and Consuegra fouls it back. No score, two outs, nobody on base after the caught stealing. Castro looking for a scoreless start. Starter for the Mets, Calvin Ziegler, patiently waiting his turn. And Swagert takes the slider off the plate. Tarpons were all taking a step towards the dugout.
William Lugo.
With the ABS calling the whole game, there is no challenge to be made. No complaint to be had from the Tarpons. And now here's William Lugo. 1-for-4 with the double yesterday and a run. He's had a good May. He's hitting .347 this month. A tremendous series against Lakeland last week. Takes a ball outside, or a strike on the outside corner. He had four multi-games. The five he played against the Flying Tigers. Game-winning hit on Sunday in extra innings. And he's coming along at a time as he slugs this ball deep left field. This will chase Mejia. It's over his head. Consuegra flying around. He will score. Lugo will stop at second with an RBI double. 1-0 Mets. A rip to the gap in left center for William Lugo, and he continues his hot hitting.
Now batting for the Mets, the right fielder, number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
And Swagert scores all the way from first. Of course, running on contact with his speed. No play to get him. And now Carlos Dominguez will hit. I was saying that Lugo, you know, coming on right now, as there will be a mound visit between Ziegler, the catcher, and Castro, the pitcher. Lugo coming on at a time when there's a couple of Mets regulars who are really slumping. One of those right now, Dominguez at the plate. Justin Guerrero, who's getting the day off. So it's good that at least one player is really getting hot for a slow start when a couple who got off to hot starts are now slowing down. Dominguez fouls one back. Dominguez did not play yesterday. I crunched the numbers. I didn't want to do it, but I think I had to do it. Since his three consecutive home runs, three at-bats, three home runs against Palm Beach a couple weeks ago, he's outs. There's a pitch for a strike at the knees. Two of those three hits are doubles. Those three home runs put him in the league lead in home runs and RBIs. He's only had two runs driven in since. So it's been a real struggle. Now he finds himself in an 0-2 hole in his first at-bat of the series. Hopefully he comes out of it soon. This is a very hitters-friendly ballpark. If he gets it right this series, he can have a productive few games. Takes this pitch outside. It's 318 to left, 314 down to right, 408 to dead center. O2 pitch, and this one's crushed deep left field. Bye-bye baseball. Dominguez is back. A home run out towards the drink rail seats in the upper level of left field at Steinbrenner. Three nothing Mets.
Now
Dominguez line drive homer out in a heartbeat. Home run number 9 on the season for Carlos. RBI is 22 and 23. Now Wobel hit, and he swings and misses. Statcast numbers on that home run. Exit velocity, as this pitch is a strike, 101. Launch angle low, 26 degrees. Distance of 383 feet. Hang time of 4.3 seconds for Dominguez. Came on a slider at 82. As Wold takes this pitch, a peel did not go. The Mets haven't been getting off to fast starts. It's usually, like talked about yesterday in the broadcast, like a boxing match. First handful of innings, teams feeling each other out the past couple of weeks, but no, this was a bang. Seats. And it's the two-out damage. Mets got the go-ahead run yesterday with two outs. They got the insurance run yesterday with two outs. Bold swings and misses at this changeup and strikes out. Inning over. But a good start for the Mets. They have given Calvin Ziegler a 3-0 lead before he has thrown a single pitch. Carlos Dominguez rising from the ashes. The two-run shot.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Alexander Vargas.
Calvin, young 19-year-old phenom has as he throws the first pitch to Vargas, and that's a fastball for a strike on the corner. Ziegler's had a dream start to his pro career. He's been absolutely electric for St. Lucie, and now he's facing a team that strikes out a ton as this pitch goes high. Ziegler, it still baffles me. Six starts, only 9 hits allowed. 24 innings. There's a ball fouled away. And he has walked 15. But he struck out a whopping 39 in his 24 and a third innings. 1-2 pitch, curveball. Woo, a little high. And when that curveball's on right and dropping in, it's a beautiful pitch. Hitters can't get a hold of. The 2-2. Fastball fouled off. Vargas putting up a good fight. First at bat of the game. Vargas yesterday 1-for-4. Single and a run. He stole a couple of bases. Also struck out twice. 2-2 pitch. Fastball blew him away. Strike 3. Sit down Alexander Vargas. High fastball, might have been foul tipped, it was. Sealed by Osborne, the catcher. Strikeout to start the night for Ziegler. Now, Ziegler's had, you know, he's coming off a 9 strikeout game. Through 5 2/3 last Thursday against Lakeland, no decision. Season long, 5 2/3 innings. A strike to Dominguez and then a ball. Breaks his bat, grounds it to Tillian at second. The scoop and throw from Junior in plenty of time. Dominguez is out and his bat is broke. 2-up, 2-down for Ziegler. The Mets leading 3-0 in the home first. Marcos Cabrera will come up.
The third baseman, number 10,
Cabrera, 1 for 4 yesterday with 3 strikeouts. Tarpon struck out 6. Vassell, Hartwig, and Cornelius combining for those 16 strikeouts and only 1 walk as this pitch is foul tipped. Tampa struck out now 415 times through 33 games, by far the most in the league and the most in all minor league baseball. And now they're facing a pitcher in Ziegler who has a whopping strikeout total as this pitch is in the dirt, and it's a 1-2. And Ziegler's gotten 73 outs this year, 39 on the strikeout. 1-2, curveball inside, and Cabrera turned his back like it was going to hit him. It was probably closer to being a strike. And 2-2, fastball knocked away. Two again to Cabrera. Fastball blew him away on the high heat. Cabrera slams his bat down in frustration. He'll take a seat on the bench. A breezy start for Ziegler. 3 up, 3 down, 2 strikeouts. Can't say it's unexpected at this point. Going to the second, Mets have the early 3-0 advantage.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey fans, get ready. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald back with you on a hot and sunny night from Tampa. Mets' one and only trip to face the Tarpons this season. Game 2 of a 12-game road trip. Mets on the road this season, 9-7. Drake Osborne will lead off against Yan Castro. Poised to get through the first inning scoreless. 2 outs and nobody on. Double for Consuegra. Walk for Consuegra. Double for Lugo. 2-run homer by Dominguez. It all stems from the walk. There's a pitch outside for a ball to Osborne. It's 2-0. By the way, that walk, the Tarpons thought it was strike 3. Now that's one with the human umpire, which we had yesterday. The human strike zone might have been a called third strike, and with no challenge, that would have ended the inning. Just so happens to be ABS tonight. Osborne, look out, takes one up and in. 3-1. Pitch is fouled back to the seats. Look out, everybody. Full count. Payoff pitch. Osborne gets into one. Mejia back. And there will be room. It's caught by Dominguez. Well, that looked pretty good. Didn't even reach the warning track. Leadoff man retired. Junior Tillian is up. Not much wind today. What little wind we have appears to be blowing out, but should not be much of a factor. Tillian takes a high slider for a ball. And swings through a fastball for a strike. Tillian hitting 182. Does have one home run and four driven in. Three-run game-breaking homer last week at home against Lakeland. Swings this fastball. And it's 1-2. Just his seventh game. One-two pitch. Foul tips the fastball for strike three. Looked like that once Castro got that first fastball by him, he knew until he would have trouble catching up. And he did. So two up, two down. That's the third strikeout for Castro. Kevin Villavicencio hits. Two hits from the nine spot yesterday. As he fouls one off the mask of Siegler for strike one. A couple of hits yesterday bumped his average up to 234. He's 11 for 47. Three doubles. 0-1 slider comes inside. 3-0 Mets, two outs, nobody on in the top of the second. High fastball, good take. It's one of the trouble spots for Villavicencio. They've teased him with high fastballs, and he has chased more than he probably should. He starts laying off. He'll see more pitches in the zone. 2-1. A foul tip on a slider. Looks so far that Castro has mixed that pitch in nicely, the slider, but did hang one to Dominguez. It's where Carlos has done a lot of his damage this year, the long ball, hanging breaking balls. Two and two. Fastball chased it up high. Castro went right back up there and strikes out Villavicencio. A 1-2-3 second for Castro. Good rebound inning for him. Mets will take their 3-0 lead to the bottom of the second after this.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Calvin Ziegler in a 15-pitch first inning with 10 strikes. That's encouraging. Two strikeouts and a ground out. Throwing 78 pitches in each of his last two starts, so you're looking right around the 80 mark, maybe as his limit tonight. He can stay efficient. See if he can get through five or six. Trying to get his first career win. 1-0 pitch. Low to Anthony Garcia. Big switch hitting DH. 2-0 pitch. Wow, missed away. Well, Garcia now, he's got a really good eye. He strikes out a ton. But a whopping 29 walks in 27 games. Oh, he foul tips this pitch. Going after it. 3-1. This was 39 strikeouts in 84 at-bats. Fastball for a strike. It's a full count. I can imagine on a night with the ABS system working, he can take advantage of that. Grab another walk. Here comes the 3-2 from Ziegler, and it's taken for a called third strike. A little delay call by Caleb Martin. And Garcia tossed his bat aside and was taking his glove off. It was close, but ABS read it. As a strike, that's three out of four batters Ziegler has struck out now to start this game. Did that the hard way, 3-0 to 3-3. Here's a ball that's ripped into right field, right to Dominguez by Ziegler. Hit it on the button. Carlos barely had to move. Sharp line out, two away. Alan Mejia bats. Mejia did not play yesterday. I think StatCast didn't pick up the exit velocity on that lineout. It did not. It had to be over 100. Probably well over 100. That's a break for Ziegler. First pitch swung through a miss by Mejia. Playing in his 10th game. Just 6 for 31. Takes the ball outside. 1-1. This pitch is chopped foul. 1-2. Oh, we've lost the scoreboard. Big, beautiful scoreboard out in left center field. It's going in and out. 1-2 pitch chased in the dirt for strike three. Osborne will have to throw down to first. He does. Wold just does get his foot on the bag. Mejia nearly raced that out. Two perfect innings for Ziegler with four strikeouts. He and the Mets lead 3-0 after two.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco-free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco-free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
3-0 Mets, and it will be the top of the lineup, take two, against Yan Castro. I think that's Castro out there. Wondering why we were taking so long to start this inning. Flashback to last year, not starting an inning really on time. All right, well, here's Ramirez, who was plunked by a pitch in the first. Seems to have come out of it okay. Was caught stealing in that inning. Mets might have had a fourth run. They had stayed put. De Los Santos will follow, then Consuegra. Lost the scoreboard again. This is like that time we were at Jupiter and they didn't have one. There's a ball that's fouled off for strike one. I can tell you it's 3-0 Mets. What do you need a scoreboard for listening out there? It doesn't do you any good. It's helpful for me. Oh-1, Ramirez, a big swing and a miss on a fastball. Now look, I know all about scoreboard problems. Have them a lot at Clover Park. Not as bad as they used to, as Ramirez swings and misses at the fastball. It's unusual for him. It didn't seem like he had trouble catching up. Just right over the top. And the strikeouts now piling up. It's for the last five batters. Striking out, swinging. There's De Los Santos. He has struck out already. Five strikeouts to this point for Castro. De Los Santos takes a slider or a strike on the corner. Omar De Los Santos in his last 10 games, sitting .366 with 7 runs driven in, 9 runs scored. As he foul tips this one. And incredibly, 13 stolen bases, no times caught stealing. He flies one high up in the air to shallow center. And the second baseman, Torino, is calling for it, and he plucks it from the sky for out number two. It's now 6 in a row retired by Castro since surrendering the home run to Dominguez. Here's Consuegra again. Kick-started that 3-run rally in the first inning with the 2-out walk. Pitch is a strike on the corner. 3-0 Mets, 2 down, nobody on. Top 3. This pitch slides. Castro set at the belt. Pitch is fouled straight back off the net. 1-2 count. Castro, as the clock expires, throws one that's a high chopper, a little leap at third base by Cabrera. Long throw to first is picked by the first baseman Cannon. Nice play. And Consuegra nearly got that over the head of Cabrera. The third baseman had to jump to catch it, then set his feet and make a good throw. He did not, but Cannon bails him out. Defensive problem for Tampa all season long, but not on that play. That's retired. 3-up, 3-down for the second straight inning. Go to the home third. Ziegler's already back on the mound. 3-0 Mets.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures that wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Yep, that's me back here in Tampa, Florida. Calvin Ziegler on the mound throws ball one and then ball two to Kyle Battle. Four new players in the bottom of the order for Rachel Balkovic in this Tampa lineup tonight as compared to yesterday. Ziegler throws a ball high. It's 3-0. This fastball, four strike of the knees, 3-1. Ziegler's fastball popped up. Shallow right side. Dominguez loses his hat, runs in, and makes the catch. Can't be a St. Lucie Mets outfielder, make a catch without losing your cap. Hashtag analytics. Second time now that Ziegler's fallen behind 3-0. Rallied to get an out. Seven straight batters retired to start the night. Connor Cannon. Two ends in Connor, two ends in Cannon at the plate. Just made that good defensive play. Saved an error, or maybe a hit and an error. It was a rough one yesterday for the first baseman, Garcia, who's DHing tonight as Cannon golfs over the top of this one. Cannon, in 11 games, is just 6-for-39, 22 strikeouts. As this pitch is inside. 2-1. Fastball fouled off. Now going through this Tampa team, it seems like half of their regular players just a little bit under. Scoreboard's back. 2-2. Change up too high. Ziegler wanted that one. Doesn't get it. Full count. He'd come with the fastball here. Payoff pitch. He does come with the fastball, but it's off for ball four. And Cannon becomes the first base runner of the night for the Tarpons, who trail the Mets 3-0 in the third. We come to Roberto Chirinos, the nine man in the order. Nineteenth game for him, first of the series, batting .237. 14 hits, two doubles, and a triple. He fouls one a mile out of the stadium to the left side. Bang, goes the ball off the roof. That's very high, high roof. It's got that white trellis fencing that Yankee Stadium is known for as this pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. And you really got to pop it up to land it off the roof. Cannon a short lead off of first base. Ziegler The 0-2 count on Trinos. Throws one in the dirt. Good block by Osborne. Holds the runner. A ball and two strikes. Ziegler will throw a pickoff. Close, but not in time. Pretty smooth play by Calvin. Very quick with it. Good hard throw. Couldn't get Cannon. Curveball. Missed just inside. Boy, he is not missing by much on that curveball. He hasn't snapped off a lot of real good ones, and sometimes you don't need to if they chase. 2-2. A grounder to short. Villavicencio goes to Tillian. Tillian goes to first. That is a double play. 6-4-3 off the bat of Chirinos. And the Mets have just turned their 35th double play of the season in game number 35. Good stuff from the St. Lucie D on the middle infield. No runs, no hits, one walk, no errors, nobody left on. Ziegler has faced the minimum through three. We head to the fourth, 3-0 St. Lucie.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Let's go back to the field.
Bus driver Ed's walking back down the seats. Going to get a hot dog. Lead off as Ed departs. They don't need to know that, Ed. They don't need to know you put a mayonnaise on a hot dog. There's a pitch for a ball up high. Puts mayonnaise on a hot dog. Apparently Ed. Lugo, RBI double last time up. Got the party started. Takes one high from Castro. Castro, though, has settled in nicely. He's retired 7 straight. Only came in with a 1.53 ERA. This pitch is a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. Lugo drives one deep left field. This one's got a chance, and it will be off the base of the wall. Lugo is going to settle for his second triple of the night. 2 for 2, both doubles. Thought he might have had a home run there. Scraped the lower part of the wall and deep left center. And that's off to a good start thanks to Lugo in the fourth. Again, he's had a really good month. He's been coming on strong. His 8th and 9th doubles of the year tonight. Now just one off Alex Mears for the team lead. Mets lead the Florida State League in doubles. Can only imagine they'll be expanding their lead tonight. Here's Dominguez for the first time since his homer, and he will line one into left field for a base hit, just scraping the mitt of the dive of Vargas. A single for Dominguez, 5 total bases on the night for him. Lugo advances to third base. He had to hold up to see if that ball would be caught in a dive, and it nearly was. Boy, Vargas, that was a heck of an effort by the shortstop ranging to his right. The full extension. Thought for a moment he might have nabbed it. Runners at the corners. No outs for Wold. First time up. Tampa defense playing back, hopeful for a double play. They'd surrender the run. There's a slider that goes high for ball one. Lugo's pitch, hammered into right field by Wold for an RBI single. Lugo scores, 4-0 Mets. RBI not for Wold. Yanks it into right field. Also sends Dominguez up to second base. Mets have three consecutive hits here in the top of the fourth. So what an interesting start for the Mets here. They first, four of the first five batters of the game reach, then the next seven in a row retired, and now three straight make it on. As Osborne will hit, trying to keep the train going down the tracks, and he floats one foul that will reach the seats. Good chance here for the Mets to have a crooked inning on the scoreboard, as this ball is lined into deep right center field. It's going to be tracked down by Battle. He makes the catch, but deep enough to allow runner to advance to third. That's Dominguez. So he tags up. Good base running by Carlos. No sack fly for Osborne, but a productive out. Junior Tillian will bat. Runners at the corners. Curious to see how the Tarpons played the defense this time. And before there's a pitch, the entire infield's going to come in as we'll have a mound visit. Pitching coach Grayson Crawford heading to the mound. So if you're the Tarpons, what's the strategy here? You're already down 4-0. You got Ziegler pitching against you. He's done really well. But you know, and do you play the defense back hoping for the double play? But then you risk maybe just one out being made and the run from third scoring to make it 5-0. Or do you play the defense in and try to go into run prevention mode here with runners at the corners in the fifth, knowing that if you do that, you probably miss out on a chance at a double play. Meeting is dispersed by Caleb Martin, the plate umpire. And he points that that's mound visit number two for the Tarpons tonight. Tillian struck out swinging in the second. He just got fastballs pumped to him just below the letters and could not catch up. See if he can make an adjustment. Castro, first pitch, goes low. Trickles away from Siegler, but up the third base side, so Dominguez stays put. Wold does as well. Castro's next pitch, a fastball, hits the outside corner at the knees. 1-1. Slider. Strike two on the corner. Tillian seems stumped. And the way Siegler caught that, caught it on the outside corner, then pulled it back over the middle. Didn't really need to sell it. 1-2 pitch, and Tillian dumps one into right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Scores Dominguez. Wold trying to go to third. Here's the relay throw to get him. He is safe. Junior Tillian knocks in the Mets' fifth run of the night. And good base running by Wold. Off on contact. Knew it was going to get down for a hit. He beats the relay from Battle to Chirinos to Cabrera. Two runs in the inning for the Mets, four hits in the inning. And Tillian, give credit to him, two-strike approach. Just a little poke to the right side. Now Villavicencio up, same situation. Runners at the corner. He will hook one into left field for a base hit. That's going to bring home Wold. Going to third is Chilean. Here comes the throw to get him. It's offline. Up to second base goes Villavicencio. 6-0 Mets. Their second three-run inning of the game. And they have runners at second and third with one out for Ramirez. We'll see what the official score says on this. I believe it could be a double. And the throw never quite made it to third. The cutoff man fell down. Infield in now. There's no chance for a double play on the ground as Ramirez takes a strike. Alex has been plunked and struck out. And he flies one deep right field, going back, making the running catch is Battle. Tillian's coming home to score. He will reach safely without a throw. Mets have put up 7 tonight. When Tillian thought that was going to be over the head of Battle for a hit, he had to really race back to third and tag up. But Battle was not in a great position after running into the corner to make that catch to start the relay throw home. So productive out for Ramirez. Give him a sack fly. That is the second out of the inning. And Villavicencio still out there on second. As De Los Santos hits. And he fouls one back. Castro hit around pretty good this inning. De Los Santos slugs one deep center field. Ranging back at the track, reaching up and making the catch is Dominguez. Middle of the warning track, dead center field for De Los Santos. Just missed a three-run homer. But what an inning for the Mets. They score 4, and they have some breathing room here. Enjoying a touchdown lead over the Tarpons. 7-0 through 3.5.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Dentistry. We are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
We're in the home third. Calvin Ziegler throws a changeup for a strike to Alexander Vargas. We're back to the top of the order to start the home fourth. So it's not 9-9 for Ziegler as he gets a swing and a miss, but he faces the minimum, the walk and the double play in the third. There's a pitch. Ooh, bounces a full 2 feet in front of the plate and jumps up and catches Osborne. I remember last week, poor Drake got crossed up with Ziegler and was expecting a curveball, took a fastball, instead couldn't get the glove up and took it right off the face mask. Now Calvin gets him in a different way with the bouncer. There's a pitch for a strike at the knees. Sit down, Alexander Vargas. Strikes out for the second time. Fifth strikeout for Ziegler. And you got two teams right now heading in totally opposite directions in this game. Mets on fire. Tampa. Here's a comebacker. Hits off the glove of Ziegler into center field. Ziegler looks at his mitt wondering how in the world he missed it. Right off the edge of the glove. Didn't lose a lot of steam. And that was Jason Dominguez. Smokes that one up the middle. And a lot of those times the pitcher deflects that ball. Slows it down enough for the infielders to get to it, but not that time. That's the first hit of the game for the Tarpons. Took them until the fourth yesterday, I believe, as well as this pitch comes inside. Well, that is correct. Vassell had him 9-up, 9-down. The ball fouled away by Cabrera. And Jason Dominguez fastball up the middle. 107 off the bat, so no wonder Ziegler couldn't get it in time. It's actually fortunate it went to where it did. Didn't go right at the body. It's a pickoff throw to Dominguez. He dives in safely. Cabrera flies one out of play again for strike two. Mets lead 7-0, one on, one out in the home fourth. Still a long way to go in this one, but you have to like where the Mets are sitting as this pitch is a called third strike on the outside corner. Sit down Marcos Cabrera, sixth strikeout for Ziegler, his third multi-strikeout inning of the four. Leaving another hitter baffled. Now Garcia, he struck out his first time up. Switch hitter got to a 3-0 count. And eventually caught looking. Another pickoff throw. Dominguez is safe. Pitch, swing and a miss on a changeup. Yes, the Mets leading 7-0. It's a rare treat for the boys in orange and blue. Now they win a lot, you know that, 24-10, one of the best records in the minors, but a lot of nail biters. This is a different vibe, getting up 7 runs in a game. Ziegler trying to strike out 3 in the inning. Time is called. Did you know that of the Mets' 24 wins, 15 of those wins have come with the opponent having the tying run on base or at the plate as the game ended? That's a whopper of a stat right there to pull off all those wins. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball. Strike 3, sit down Anthony Garcia. Ziegler strikes out all 3 batters. Or 3 out of the 4 batters in the inning, all the outs via strikeout. Works around the first hit for the Tarpons. He's cruising. 4 shutout innings. 7-0 Mets on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers. 7-layer
dip. Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Stanley Consuegra, the only Met not to hit in the four-run, five-hit fourth, will lead off the fifth inning. Mets leading 7-0 over the Tarpons in game two of this series. There's a pitch low for a ball. So, yeah, back to the Mets wins. Crazy that this team has won 15 games. Either a walk-off win or the opponent has the tying run on base or at the plate as the game ends for a victory. Half the teams in the Florida State League haven't even won their 15th game total yet. It's been some kind of season so far. As Consuegra swings and misses. Very confident, enthusiastic bunch that just believes, no matter the scenario, they're going to get the dub in the end. 1-2 pitch, and Consuegra goes fishing on the slider, strikes out. One away in visiting fifth. There's William Lugo, but Rachel Balkovic is coming out to make the change. So she lets Castro start the inning, get a strikeout, finish on a high note after a rocky fourth inning. And we'll see the first reliever of the night from the bullpen beyond right. Step aside, one out, no one on, 7-0 Mets in the fifth.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands. Featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Left-hander Ryan Anderson is the new pitcher for the Tarpons. Here it's a clean slate, one out. Clean slate, as in nobody on base. But it is a mid-inning change. And he will face William Lugo. And Lugo fouls one away. Let's see what William has for an encore. Can he become the first Met this season with a three-double game? Doubled in the first and the second. Scored two runs, has one driven in. Swings and misses at the fastball. His real-time average now 288. He's got a chance to get to 300 mark. De Los Santos was over to start the day, as was Ramirez. This ball goes low. Well, if you can have an offense, third of your lineup hitting over 300 or at least close to it, it's been pretty good shape. A swing and a miss on a changeup. He'll go down swinging. Ryan Anderson gets a K to start his night. Carlos Dominguez will come up. Well, Dominguez off on Monday, as was the whole team. Off yesterday. Oh, perhaps recharged, refocused, starting a road trip. 2-for-2 today with a two-run homer and a single. And he grounds one hard and foul, even the foul ball. Was a rocket. Low one pitch, fights it off in on the hands, nothing in two. Anderson making his eighth appearance of the season. 1.65 ERA. It's 14 hits and 3 earned runs in 16 innings. 2 homers, so once you're leaving the ballpark, you're probably not doing much damage off of him. Dominguez drives one deep into right center. The other Dominguez on the chase. He won't get there. It's off the wall. Dominguez racing into second. He will stop there. All right. Carlos Dominguez. What a shot out of the cannon this is. From his 3-for-34 slump since his previous home run to a homer, single, and double in his first three at-bats tonight. Side shot at the cycle, which has only been completed one time in 34-year history of the team. He will be on cycle watch the rest of the way for Carlos Dominguez. Look, triple in this ballpark with as small as it is in the outfield, that is a Herculean task, the hardest part of the cycle, as this pitch is swung on and missed by Wold. Initially, I thought the way Dominguez was hustling into second base, I thought he might take the turn and go. It's hard to envision really another spot in the ballpark where he could get a triple as Wold takes one high. And then looking down, that's 314 to right field. We saw what looked like an automatic double become a close play at second yesterday just because of the short wall out there. Provides some good kicks and a shorter distance to throw for the outfield there. Wold grounds one to the right side. Trinos up with it and over to first. Ends the inning. Dominguez crushes a double, stranded at second base. Mets still lead, though, 7-0 at the halfway mark. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Calvin Ziegler to face Anthony Siegler. A Ziegler versus Siegler. First pitch is inside for a ball. 7-0 Mets in the home fifth inning. Siegler 0-for-1 at the lineout. This pitch is inside 2-0. Pitch even further inside. 3 balls and no strikes. Calvin today, 4 innings, no runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 7 punch-outs. Here's a pitch that's way up high, foul tipped by accident by Siegler. He wanted to swing 3-0, then he realized it was not a strike, but he could not check his swing before the ball hit the bat. So it's a 3-1 count, and now ball 4, a little below the knees. Siegler, a leadoff walk. Well, Siegler came in the inning at 53 pitches, so he is in good shape. You'd think to get through 5 innings with the big lead, setting up a potential first career win. Alan Mejia bats 0-for-1 at the strike, and he takes this curveball for a strike. Thigh high. Now one shin high for ball. Change up for a strike. Inside corner, 1-2. Swing and a miss on the change. Strike 3, sit down, Alan Mejia. 8th K of the night for Siegler. Kyle Battle up, 0-for-1 to fly out. Takes a pitch inside. And another one, very close. Here maybe on a Tuesday night if Siegler got a start. Might catch one of these as a strike. As this one's outside, it's 3-0. The fourth time that Ziegler's fallen behind a batter, 3-0, has managed to get one out. Late strike call. Fastball up high for ball 4. So 2 walks in the inning. And the strikeout in between. Maybe, just maybe, Siegler on a warm night fading a bit. Drake Osborne will pay him a visit. Give him that extra break instead of the 30-second between batter's clock. And Victor Ramos will saunter out as well. Victor in no big hurry. Buying Calvin even more time. While this happens, let's tell you what's happening around the Florida State League tonight. 2 finals. Clearwater and Fort Myers still trying to make up games from a half-postponed series in Fort Myers a few weeks ago. They doubled up today because they're off tomorrow and then a doubleheader on Friday. That's wonky. But Fort Myers wins both games in Clearwater today, one of which they served as the home team, 10-5 and 2-0. Fort Myers improved to 22-12. Clearwater dropped to 20-14 and 2 back. Lakeland's up 3-1 at home against Jupiter in the top of the 7th. That's good news. Always root for the West to beat the East. That's entered the game tonight, 5 games ahead of Jupiter. Scores hold, they'll be 6. Here's a rocket foul. Look out in the Mets' dugout off the bat of Cannon. shoots all the way back out of the Mets dugout towards first base. Loud strike one. Bradenton's up 2-1 at Palm Beach. That game in the sixth inning. And Dunedin leads 3-2 at Daytona in the fourth. Curveball swung on and missed, nothing and two. Dunedin, the Mets' next opponent, is the second worst record in the league. Ziegler's curveball is fouled away. Cannon gets just enough. So, yeah, the Mets' next three opponents, when you include Tampa, Tampa's 14-19. Dunedin's 14-20. Daytona 14-20. I mean, this is a chance for the Mets these next 3 weeks to really pile up the wins against what appears to be inferior competition on these teams. And after these three series, there's only a couple left before the end of the half. So things are shaping up nicely in this first half for the Mets. There is activity in the Mets' bullpen as Ziegler has walked two in this inning. 0-2 coming to Cannon, and he checks it off. That ball hit him. Oh, I thought he swung the bat. Yeah, Robbie Robinson coming out to talk to the umpire, too. He checked his swing, went around. It hit him, and the umpire said go to first to load the bases. And Robbie wants to know what the deal was. That was more than a check swing. I didn't even think there was any doubt he swung the bat. It definitely hit him, but if it hits you and you swing, that's a strike. Well, initially looked to be the case, but Caleb Martin said no, go to first. And Robbie's still out there arguing. I don't know if Robbie can ask Martin to go ask the field umpire for an appeal. I guess that's not going to happen. As we've said so many times on this broadcast before, now bus driver Ed's getting upset. As he said so many times on this broadcast before, now the Mets get themselves in the biggest trouble on the mound when they don't throw strikes. And the 7-0 lead, the quickest way for it to disappear is walk a lot of guys, hit guys, and that would bring Tarpons back in it. Here's Chirinos hitting to a double play last time up. And he takes the ball. Chance for the Tarpons to get some of this back. Watch the film tonight. 1-0 pitch, a foul tip for a strike. Trino sitting to a double play in the third. I'm going to be asking too much from the Mets standpoint for him to do that again. One fouled back. Well, I'm interested in Ziegler's response. I mean, obviously that call went against him. Thought he had a potential strikeout, turned to a hit by pitch. How does he shake it off and perform? The 1-2, curveball, check swing, he went around. Strike three, sit down Roberto Chirinos. And Martin rang him right up at home plate. Ironically, that was more of a check swing than the Cannon one was. So five batters in the inning. Nobody's put the ball in play. And Alexander Vargas will bat. He has struck out twice. Mets leading 7-0 in the fifth. There's a check swing on a curveball. Mets want the appeal. He did not go. Send the base umpire, Wachowski. A 1-0 curve. A fastball rather too high. Well, I'm not sure Ziegler is going to last longer than this batter. Well, he's got to find a way to buckle down. There's a high fastball. It's 3-0. Ziegler, 25 pitches in this inning. So this is it for him. 3-0 to Vargas. Ground ball foul. Got to get to five innings to qualify for a win. Ground ball, right side, it's through for a base hit. One run will score. Dominguez coming up with a throw to the plate. It's on the way, and it's up the line, offline, scoring a second run. Siegler and Battle score. It's 7-2. Two-run single by Alexander Vargas. First ball in play in the inning. Goes for a two-run single, and the Tarpons are within five. Siegler, and quite disgusted with that. Tosses the ball aside when he got it back. And Robbie Robinson coming out of the dugout. And this has got to be just frustrating for Siegler. Given a 7-0 lead, needed to get three outs to qualify for his first pro win. Couldn't throw enough strikes and departs at 4 2/3, allowing two of his walks in the inning to come around and score. And the Mets will go to the bullpen for the first time tonight. Looking for the last out of the fifth.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Luis Moreno, new pitcher for the Mets. If all goes well for him, he could take this all the way to the finish line. He inherits runners at first and second, two down, facing Jason Dominguez. Dominguez, a lot of raw talent, probably the most hyped international free agent in recent memory. Drawing comparisons to Mickey Mantle, Mike Trout fouls one away. He has grounded out and singled today in a very quiet season. 238 with three homers, 14 driven in. No longer the Yankees' shoe-in top prospect. As this pitch is swung on and missed, it's 0-2. Cannon on second, Vargas on first. Moreno, the 0-2. Curveball outside. Moreno looks back to second twice, the 1-2 pitch. Gets a swing and a miss on the curve. Strike three, sit down, Jason Dominguez. Good mop-up work there by Moreno. Didn't start the inning the clean slate, but he will next time. Inning over, 2-run score for the Tarpons, but no more. Mets still sizable lead. It's 7-2 going to the sixth.
Great, the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Drake Osborne leads off for the Mets, bottom of the order, against Ryan Anderson, the lefty. Throws one low and away, or ball one. Anderson, another big reliever for the Tarpons, 6'6". Looks even bigger than that as Osborne spoils one off to the left. Now yesterday, Jack Neely came in, last reliever for the Tarpons. He was 6'8". Anderson, 12th round pick in 2019 by the Yanks out of Osborne. Stings one up the middle, stopped on one bounce by the second baseman Trinos into his body. Throws to first and gets the out. Nearly ate him up, but Trino stuck with it. And Osborne retired. Mets lead 7-2. Mets scored 3 in the first, 4 in the fourth. Tillian, part of that fourth inning. 4-run fourth at an RBI single and a run. He takes a ball up. So back to Ziegler. You know, baseball's a frustrating game. I'm sure he thought he had the strikeout of Cannon instead of hit by pitch. You know, if he gets that out, the inning's probably different. He probably makes it through five. It's probably 7-0, and he's probably in line for a win. It didn't quite work out that way. That's baseball. It'll be a cruel game sometime as this pitch is in. So Ziegler goes 4 2/3, 2 hits. Again, he has not given up more than 2 hits in a game this year. Now through 7 starts, that's might be the most impressive stat the entire season for the entire team. Starter has not given up more than 2 hits in any of his games. 2 runs, 3 walks, 9 strikeouts to match his season high. Now has 47 strikeouts, 29 innings. This ball is fouled away. But the wind will elude him again, but just from a number standpoint, the 2 hits, incredible. There's a ball to the backstop for ball 4. Tillian draws a rare Mets walk. They still walk the second fewest time in the minors. And then the Beloit Skycarp draw fewer walks. 1-1, went out for Villavicencio. Had a good series. He's got 3 hits in the series, including an RBI double today. They did credit him with the double to left. Last time up. Anderson, shallow right. Battle is there. Struggling in the light, makes the catch. Wow. Looked like a can of corn. And he's had to fight it at the end. There's no wind out there. 2 down, and Ramirez is up. There's a group of, looks like young professionals all dressed up. The name tags on their shirts. The hello, my name is kind of name tag. And just strolled on into the park, shaking hands, having a couple of drinks. I wonder what that group is. Everybody who's here has a story. late arrivals. Here's a worm burner to right field, the base hit. For Ramirez, ball never made it 2 inches off the ground, but it's a hit for Alex. He's had three productive plate appearances tonight. Hit by a pitch, not productive in the way he wants. An RBI sack fly and a single. Hit chases Tillian up to second, and Omar De Los Santos looking for that two-out RBI magic that he had yesterday. So 0 for 3, flew out to the warning track in center field last time. Hit it 103 off the bat. Couldn't get it to go. There's a pitch for a ball inside. It is 408 to dead center, so slightly further than most. That extra 8 feet. Maybe making the difference between a home run or maybe a wall scraping double. There's a pitch outside for Anderson. It's 2-0. High leg kick. Pitch home is fouled back. 2-1. De Los Santos in his last four games has 7 stolen bases. In his last 9 games, 12. Batting here, he's got, I might not see the wheels in motion today from him. Swings and misses at a high fastball. 2-2. No surprise that as red hot as he's been, Robbie Robinson slides him up in the second spot in the order. As this pitch is outside for ball 3. If you told Robbie Robinson and the Mets, hey, we're going to put Omar in the second spot in the lineup, he's going to go 0 for 3. You're going to have a 7 run through the first 4 innings. That would have been a good sign for the rest of the guys. Runner trying to steal. Here's a bloop foul. That's going to land harmlessly into the Tampa bullpen or dugout. Takes a one hop off the warning track. Didn't have enough height for Connor Cannon to get there. Well, Tillian was trying to steal third. Ramirez, well, 3-2. They're both running, but Tillian was really off to the races. Ramirez lagging behind. Another 3-2 pitch. There they go again. Pitches inside for ball 4. So no hit for De Los Santos, but a walk to load the bases for Consuegra. And after the Mets, after the Tarpons scored 2 last inning, here's a chance for the Mets to get the 7-run lead back. Bases loaded, 2-out situation. Consuegra, who's 0 for 2. Ground out, strikeout, walk and a run. Siegler, the catcher, out for a word. Malvis at number 3 for the Tarpons tonight. First pitch, changeup, swung and missed. One, same pitch, line drive, base hit, left center field. Tillian scores, Ramirez on his way home. The throw is offline up the third base side. 2-run single by Consuegra to make it 9-2 St. Lucie. Good piece of hitting by Consuegra. Went down and dug out that one. A line shot past the shortstop Vargas. Good two-out rally for the Mets. Again, it was 2 outs and a runner on first. Ramirez kept the inning alive with the hit. De Los Santos with the walk, and now Stanley contributes tonight. The RBI brings up Lugo. He was 2 for 3 with 2 doubles. Anderson's first pitch has swung on and missed the slider for strike 1. Rare chance for the Mets to get to double digits. swing and a miss. And it's nothing and two. Mets have not gotten to double digits yet this year. They've gotten to nine a few times as this pitch has swung on and missed. And Lugo strikes out for the second straight inning, punches his bat. Got off to a good start, but would like to have that one back. Two left on, but another good inning for the Mets. They play two, get their seven-run lead back, thanks to Stanley Consuegra's two-out RBI single. 9-2 in the middle of the sixth from Tampa. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Luis Moreno stranded two inherited runners last inning. He's pitching with a seven-run lead. Marcos Cabrera is up. Cabrera, a very strange stance as he swings to this one. He's got his back foot, you know, back on the line of the right-handed batter's box, like the middle of the line. In the middle of the box, his front foot is in front of his back foot, and it's turned all the way in. So basically, his toes are pointing right at the first row of the stands. It's almost backwards. As this pitch is a ball outside, on appeal he didn't go. Toe is pointing straight back. I mean, his left knee looking right at it as this pitch is outside. Everybody's got their own swing. So you get the timing right, the mechanics right in the end. It's not how you start. This pitch is outside for ball four. The Tarpons starting to take their walks here. Despite being down seven runs in the fifth, they took two walks and hit by a pitch. Take a walk here, down seven. Anthony Garcia bats. He struck out twice. I think he's the one that'd be walking. Better than a walk per game. Takes this pitch low from Moreno. But Moreno's been good this season. Certainly. In six games, one start. He's kind of a long man. He has really the innings of a starter, 24. This pitch is high for 2-0. 24 innings, 20 hits, 10 runs. They're all earned. 11 walks and 20 strikeouts. And of those 10 runs, 5 came in his first appearance of the year. Pitch is inside. It's 3-0. Got a 0.84 ERA in May. Reno's 3-0 pitch Inside corner for a strike. Moreno's pitch grounded up the middle for a base hit. Cabrera will go all the way to third. So a walk and a hit to open things up here for the Tarpons in the sixth.
Now batting the catcher, number 7, Anthony Ziegler.
They knew they came back yesterday. Now down 3 to start the ninth. Finished the game with the tying run on third base. They are aware that they have 12 outs to play with here as they try to come back. As this pitch is up to Ziegler for ball one. Ziegler started the fifth with the walk. Came around to score. Takes this pitch inside. 2-0. And Osborne's going to go to the mound. So a walk. And then falling behind 3-0 to give up a single. And now falling behind 2-0. Victor Ramos also going to come out of the dugout for another mound visit. While they try to straighten Moreno out, let's take a look at what's coming up the remainder of this week and next week. Tomorrow, game 3 of the series against Tampa. Once again, first pitch is at 6:30. Friday, Saturday also at 6:30. Expect rain chances about 50-50 Friday and Saturday. Tomorrow looks okay. And then Sunday, the getaway day, a 12 noon start. After the game, we'll pack up the locker room and drive right to Dunedin for the next series. Stay in technically Clearwater Sunday night. Enjoy the Monday off day in Clearwater. And then start a 6-game series against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Right next door to town of Clearwater. All right, mound meeting over. And the pitch to Ziegler is way outside a changeup, and it's 3-0. A 3-0 pitch, a strike. Runner goes to second. Pitch is a strike, though, down to second. Not going to be in time. Good job by Vivasencio running up, meeting the ball. Oh, and he tags out the runner at second. Garcia left the bag. He left the bag. No time was called. Vivasencio raced to him and tagged him out. Oh, my. That is an awful base running mistake by Garcia. And heads-up play by Vivasencio, realizing, hey, he's not on the bag. Time's not been called. 3-2 pitch, and a ground ball deep to first and foul. Oh, there's a lot to unpack on this play. So a stolen base for Garcia. And the throw from Osborne was short and late, so Vivasencio runs up to greet it. That way he can catch it and make sure the runner on third doesn't come screaming home, which is the right move. And then Vivasencio realized for some reason Garcia started wandering off the bag. So he tagged him out. There's a pitch outside for ball four. Second walk of the inning. The only thing I can assume is that Garcia just took it for granted that somebody called time, or he asked for time and thought it was given to him by Matt Wachowski, but Wachowski never signaled for it. Here's Mejia, 0 for 2. Two strikeouts, and he takes the ball outside. So, I mean, that is a tremendous gift for the Mets. Really should be bases loaded, no outs. Runners at the corners, one out. And Moreno's pitch is fouled away. The Mets have activity in the bullpen. Moreno I'm sure they would have liked to get finished the rest of the way. Might be a struggle to get him through this inning. Best laid plans. Fastball away. 25 pitches now for Moreno, only 11 strikes. This is what happened to him a lot last year, but outside of game one this year for him, he's been a strike thrower. 2-1 pitch, and it's inside. Changeup no good. Now in left field, De Los Santos in Spanish. Yelling to Moreno, let's go. 3-1 pitch, and that one's fouled deep out to right. Will land somewhere near the Tarpons bullpen. Full count again. I'll say this, Moreno has walked a couple, but both of the walks, he's gotten to full counts prior. Just hasn't finished the batter off yet. The payoff will have to wait as the throw goes to first, checking in on Siegler, who's safe. Three-two, fastball high, another walk. This one will load the bases. The third of the inning, plus one single. Four batters face, Moreno hasn't gotten any of them out. Technically, there's one out of the inning for the non-called timeout by Garcia. Mets lead at 9-2, but they are flirting with bringing the Tarpons right back into this game. Five walks in the last two innings. Here's Battle, who has drawn a walk tonight. First pitch, a strike on the corner. One curveball. Can't get it to drop. Haven't been very many curveballs thrown by Moreno. It's usually pretty good. Some good depth. Right around 80 miles an hour. Haven't seen a lot today. Fastball grounded to third. Lugo gets it. He throws to second for one. Tillian's quick throw to first. In time for the double play. What a great pick by Wold at first base. Falling off the bag. Found it in his mitt. A bang-bang play, and wouldn't you believe it, the Mets get through that without allowing a run. Three walks and a single, but no runs. A wild way not to score for the Tarpons. Mets turn another double play, two in the game, 36 on the year. It will remain 9-2 Mets at the end of the sixth.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate, suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems. Call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
new pitcher on the mound for the Tarpons as we start the seventh, Zach Messinger, this 13th relief appearance of the season. He's facing Carlos Dominguez. Dominguez, a triple away, and becoming just the second St. Lucie Met ever hit for a cycle. Marvin Seal, way back in the year 2000. Last to do it. There's a swing and a miss on a slider, and it's 0-2. Dominguez has homered. That was in the first. He singled in the fourth. He doubled in the fifth. This might be his last crack at it. 0-2 pitch, a slider. He takes a third strike. It looked like he knew it. The slow curve on the inside corner. One away. Messinger 0-2, does have two saves, 4.76 ERA, 26 strikeouts against just 7 walks in 17 innings. Here's Wold, starting to come around a bit. The hamstring kept him out a couple of weeks. It's 1-for-3 with a single and a run tonight, and an RBI. Let's lead this 9-2 for a strike. You know how they say in baseball you can go to a game every single day and see something new each and every time? I look at that sixth inning, the bottom of it, and I can't remember seeing one like that. There are 4 runners reach base, but no runs score. And double play ended the inning. And that strange out at second base where Garcia stole the bag and then wandered off and was tagged out. Well, that adds up to 3 outs to me. 2-2 on Wold. And he chases and strikes out. And back-to-back strikeouts for Messinger to begin his night.
Now batting the catcher.
Tarpons have now struck out the Mets 10 times. Mets have struck out the Tarpons 10 times. Combined 9 walks and 20 Ks in the game now. Feels a little sloppy. Has the feel of a game from last year. A lot of walks, a lot of strikeouts. But it is moving at a better pace than last year because we have the clocks. This ball is fouled away. We're 35 games into the season. Officially 34 complete. It's been 1 3-hour game. This one, hour and 59 minutes old. Approaching the seventh inning stretch, so looks like another night of sub 3 hours. Osborne 0-for-3. Takes one high, 2-1. Not a lot of Mets tonight without a hit yet. De Los Santos doesn't have one, but he has a walk. I think Drake's the only one left not to reach base. He grounds one down to third. It'll be a long throw from Cabrera. Good throw, though. And Osborne is retired. Correction, Tampa's now turned in 3 1-2-3 innings. Good frame for Messinger. Sends us to the seventh inning stretch. All Mets in this one, 9-2.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dog.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York.
Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Connor Cannon at the plate. Luis Moreno on the mound. Bottom of the seventh. First pitch ground ball. Base hit through the left side. Both Mets, Lugo and Villavicencio, gave it a dive. And a first pitch base hit for Cannon. Probably earned himself another start. Been on base three times now. Walk it by pitching a single. And then number nine hitter Trinos, who has struck out and hit to a double play. Moreno has not thrown a lot of strikes tonight. He somehow avoided catastrophe in the sixth inning. But the Mets hopeful that that double play will get him going. He throws a strike here to Trinos. Here's a check swing. This ball is fouled off. Well, that ball popped straight up. Trino started running to first. Didn't know if it was going to land fair or foul. Well, good news for Moreno. That's three pitches this inning, all three strikes. The single you can live with. And they'll eventually hit it to one of the defenders. O-2 pitch. Here's a line drive. Snagged at second base. Throw back to first. Not in time. Tillian made a great catch. And Cannon just realized that he was in trouble. About halfway into the mitt of Tillian. Managed to dive back in. Very close to being doubled off. And there's the first out of the inning. Vargas up now. Two-run single. Last time up and two strikeouts. He takes the ball away. Reno's pitch. It's popped up left side. Not much room down there. Lugo right up near the tarp, but it's over the netting into the stands. You know, the protective netting here in Tampa doesn't run the length of the stands all the way to the poles like it does at Clover Park. It goes past the dugout, maybe third of the way past third. So that might give a defender a chance to lean over a rail. One in, one to Vargas. Curveball. Good strike. One and two. Moreno's pitch inside and to the backstop. That will be a wild pitch, sending Cannon up to second. Barring a line drive or fly out double play, we'll take a double play out of order. Two balls and two strikes. Reno's curveball is tapped back towards him. Long throw to make, and he throws it not in time. Nearing the third base line. Well, good effort by Moreno. The high bouncer well off to the side of the mound. Fields it. Throws a dart to Wold. Good stretch. But Vargas beats it out. An infield hit. Cannon down to third. It's And at the corners for Dominguez. Tampa, after a lackluster first four innings, has started to put it together here at the plate. As the late timeout's called by Dominguez. First four innings, Tarpons just one base. They had only sent one pass the minimum to the dish. They had struck out seven times. The offense has woken up. This pitch is swung on and missed. Two hits this inning. They had hit in the fifth and the sixth, plus to combine five walks and a hit batter in those innings. So certainly some assistance there from the Mets pitching as this ball is low. But they still lack that big knock to get them back in the game. Two and one on Dominguez. He will ground one foul to even it up at two and two. Moreno looks back to second. Fastball home is slugged deep and foul. Moreno, it's not been smooth sailing. Looking for the out. There's a blooper into left field, and it's going to get in for a hit. Runner's going to be waved home. Vivasencio tracks it, throws to the plate, not in time. Throw back to third by Osborne, not in time there either. An RBI single for Dominguez. Bloops it into left field to score Cannon. And Vargas, watching the play develop the whole way, knew the throw was going home. So he was able to travel from first all the way to third. So they're at the corners again. It's now a 9-3 game. And Marcos Cabrera digs in. Three hits and four batters in the inning. On a foul ball. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there in left field. I mean, that was a blooper into left. And it winds up basically in regular depth left field, but it's Vivasencio from short getting that ball. I think De Los Santos, with his arm, you know, if he charges in, even if he can't make the catch, can at least get to it quick and throw home. With his howitzer, he might have had a shot at Cannon. I don't know if he just didn't see it or he figured let Vivasencio take charge the whole play since he was already out there. That was normally a left fielder play. 0-1 pitch is a fly ball into shallow right field. Dominguez will come in. He will make the catch. This is not going to be deep enough to bring home the runner Vargas from third. Wolb will cut it off by the mound. So a shallow fly out from Cabrera. Second out of the inning. Now Moreno has the chance to limit the inning to one run. So Anthony Garcia will bat. Runners remain at the corners. Time called as Garcia's been dinged for an automatic strike one. He's having a tough sequence here. Not paying attention out on second, tagged out. Not paying attention entering the box in time. Now he flares one foul into the seats third base side. O-2 on Garcia, and he takes one right down the middle for a called third strike. Tough as a hitter when you enter the box late, already starting with an 0-1 count to refocus. Tough night for him. One run scores on three hits, but the Mets still the sizable lead, 9-3 through seven. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Chief John. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Junior Tillian, Kevin Villavicencio, Alex Ramirez will bat for the Mets in the top of the eighth, leading 9-3. Zach Messinger on for his second inning of work, 1-2-3 seventh. And this ball is lined into left, sinking fast, a base hit. Mejia had to play it on a bounce. So Tillian on for a third time tonight, putting together maybe his best game out of the only seven he's played. He's 2-for-3, plus the walk. Here's Villavicencio. It's an RBI double. There's a pitch for a ball low. Well, I see on the old Twitter machine in the mentions that J.J. Ziegler has tweeted out, nothing better than listening to your kid on your birthday. So, J.J., happy birthday. Thanks for tuning in. Should be have a lot to be proud of. Your son's a great kid, great pitcher, has a bright future. It's been awesome this season. Still wish the Mets could get him that win. It'll come. And I'm sorry that we're not on MILB TV tonight for your birthday. There's a throw over to first, not in time. You know how many parents and relatives have contacted me over the years saying, why can't I see my son, my brother, my cousin play on TV? And I'm sorry, we just don't have it. It's quite an investment in production. Finally, we can say we have it. Now then, none of our opponents do. So, you got a 50-50 shot. Home or not. At least a better answer this year than most. There's the ball fouled away. And I was looking at it today. There's 100 teams out of the 120 that do the MILB TV. And I don't know if it'll ever come down the pipeline that they mandate it. And if there's only 20 holdouts, I wonder if that'll ever be a discussion to tell those 20 teams to, hey, join the club. There's the ball fouled away. Now, from a radio broadcaster perspective, especially a road radio broadcaster, I realized that, you know, my audience would be significantly cut down when we go on the road and you'd have to listen to the home team's feed. But I guess that'd be better overall for everybody but me. Here's a swing and a miss from Villavicencio, and it's definitely not about me. Villavicencio down on strikes, one out, back to the top, and Ramirez, who is trips up tonight. He's also had a sack fly and hit by a pitch, so busy night for Alex, looking for his third straight multi-hit game. He takes this pitch from Messinger low. 9-3 Mets, one on, one out, in the top of the eighth. kickoff throw. Not going to be in time. By the way, if anybody else wants to chime in, ask questions, comments, concerns, at St. Lucie Mets on Twitter, shoot us a note. Try to keep up during the game. A lot going on as this pitch is a strike at the knees. I hope people have enjoyed not just the MILB TV this year, but also the social media in general. Check us out on Instagram. I think that's where we might have done our best work this season, at St. Lucie Mets. There's a ton of content, video content on there, high-quality production stuff from Rich Jarbo. He's still sending stuff out, even though he's not here. The pitch low, it's 2-2. Ramirez grounds 1-2 short, could be two. It's fumbled around by the shortstop. Vargas's throw to second to try to get at least one is off the mark. And a double play ball turns into no outs. It'll be the first error of the night for the Tarpons. E6 on Vargas. And even if he hung with it long enough to get Tillian at second, would have avoided the error, but that was pretty clear. E5 for nothing. So Ramirez reaches base. Doesn't count as a reach base, but he's out there. You get the point. Tampa entered the night. 49 errors. That's 50 now in the year. Most by a wide margin in the league. So De Los Santos up, and he flies one out to right. Maybe his last chance to get a hit tonight. Mets also running out of time to get to the 10-run mark. They've made it to now 9 runs in 5 games this year. They've never got to double digits. And another fly ball deep out to right, but twisting foul. Ground ball fouled the other way. Ground ball up the middle. This could be two. Second baseman Trinos picks it up, steps on the bag, throws the first, and that is a double play. It got by the pitcher Messinger, who tried to make the play. Good thing he didn't for his sake. And he gets the 4-3 double play to end the inning. And De Los Santos hits into the twin killing, and that will end the top of the eighth. Mets do not score, but still lead 9-3. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotion, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucimets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
First pitch swinging. Ground ball from Siegler to the first baseman, Wold, who throws to Moreno covering. The pitch is good. We're out number one. Kind of a tricky one for Wold. He really had to range to his right, backhand glove it before it could get by him. The throw was a little wide, but Luis Moreno using that wingspan to snatch it. So one pitch, one out, as Mejia grounds one up the middle and through for a base hit. And Tarpon's coming out swinging here. And Mejia has his first hit of the night. Kyle Battle will hit. Bounce into the double play his last time up with the bases loaded. Now Moreno, he's at 2 2/3 innings. Only one run, that's good news, but eight have reached against him. 5 hits and 3 walks. This ball's lined to right, and that is going to get down fair. Go all the way to the wall. Battle has an extra base. Held at third. Well, maybe Moreno may be better off throwing a couple of pitches off the plate. If you can believe me, I would actually say that. Being attacked here early this inning. So second and third with one out. Tarpon's trying to get on the comeback trail. They trailed 9-3. But they know if they can get it to 3 runs going to the ninth, that it is a gettable lead, at least based on last night. And Connor Cannon up, and he takes the ball low. The Mets have not retired him today. Walked, been plunked, and singled. One out and two in scoring position. Really no surprise Moreno bounced one for the first pitch. Now a ground ball foul, third base side. One and one. This inning, let's take a look at what's happening in Mets land. New York and St. Louis tonight playing at Citi Field. The Mets lead 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth. Two teams were rained out on Monday, played a doubleheader yesterday, split. Mets winning game one, Cards winning game two. A 1-1 curveball swung on and missed. It's the ball and two strikes. Jeff McNeil, 2-for-3, 2 RBIs for New York, sitting .320 on the season. Patrick Mazika has a double. 1-2 pitch, curveball missed low. Max Scherzer, former Lakeland Flying Tiger. 5 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned run. No walks for the Mets. Area at 2.57. Here's a swing and a miss on a high fastball. Strike three, sit down Connor Cannon. First time tonight. The Mets get him. Now batting the second baseman, that is out number two. And Trinos will come back up. Over 3 from the 9 spot. First pitch, he grounds it foul. Triple-A action, Syracuse at Buffalo postponed due to rain. Seems like almost every night one of the New York teams is rained out, yet here we are in Florida, and the Mets have only had a 19-minute rain delay this season. That's it. There's a swing and a miss. A changeup outside. Binghamton hosting Akron, and Akron up 5-3. Been a tough season so far for the Rumble Ponies. There's a breaking ball grounded foul. stays 0-2. Brooklyn got the early game today. Noon start, 5-4. Sammy Tavares really struggled for St. Lucie last year. Not a strike thrower. Has been awesome this year for Brooklyn. Just Brandon Hardy-like turnaround for him. Got the win. His first win in high A. Congrats to Sammy. 0-2 pitch is picked in the dirt. Good stop by Osborne. Saves a wild one. And our score here is 9-3 Mets. Two in scoring position, two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Again, right over towards the on-deck circle. No question, it's been a grind for Moreno. He's done a much better job throwing strikes the last couple of innings. Hittable, yes, but has gotten the outs when he's needed to. Trying to finish off the eighth. The 1-2, breaking ball. Called third strike on the inside corner. A beautiful curve. Best of the night. Freezes Trinos. And after the one-out double, had runners at second and third. Moreno stands tall, strikes out two, puts up a goose egg, and sends this game to the ninth, with the Mets leading by six.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Danny Watson becomes the fourth pitcher of the night for the Tampa Tarpons. Sidearm right-hander, 15th round pick by the Yankees last year out of VCU, Virginia Commonwealth. He will face Consuegra, Lugo, and Dominguez. So Dominguez will get another shot at the triple for the cycle. First pitch swung on and missed by Consuegra. Stanley today, 1-for-3. Single, walk, 2 RBI, and a run scored. Pretty good. All part of a 9-3 Mets lead. There's a ball outside. Mets scored two in the sixth, had a runner at third. The two in the sixth made it 9-2, as this pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. And I said, well, the Mets, plenty of chances here to get to 10 runs. Well, now down to their last three outs. They'll eventually get the double-digit run game. I'm sure they'd like to right here. Pitch is outside. It's 2-2 from Watson. And he gets a swing and a miss on a slider. Strikes out Consuegra. It's a tough look for a right-handed hitter. The way Watson attacks the batter. Watson's 12th relief appearance. 3.79 ERA. No saves. 1-2 record. 11 walks and 17 strikeouts in the 19 innings. Here's Lugo. Started 2 for 2, 2 doubles, 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts since. And he takes a strike at the knees. One pitch, swings and misses at the slider, nothing and two. Foul tipped it for strike three. Both teams have now struck out 13 times each. And here's Dominguez, last chance in all likelihood for the cycle, needing the triple. He struck out looking in the seventh. Again, tough ballpark to get a triple in with as small as it is in the outfield. These swings and misses. Got to be one of those where the outfielder probably is running for it, thinking he can catch it, can't, deflects off the wall, and he has to chase it back in. Dominguez takes this pitch for a ball inside. Look, I mean, you could hear a pin drop in this stadium right now. Not a lot of people left. If Dominguez is going for a triple, I'm going to be screaming. He flies one out to left center. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Dominguez will play it on two hops, get it back to the infield. No triple for Carlos Dominguez, but his first four-hit game of the season. Good for him. And really slumped since those three straight-up bats with the homer and Jupiter against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Mired in a 3-for-34, 19-strikeout slump. Since then, entering tonight, all he's done tonight, 4-for-5, home run, double, two singles, two runs scored, two RBI. There's a bloop and foul ground. On the run is Cabrera. He's going to make no. He sprawls forward as the ball hits his mitt and it pops out. And that will give Wold the reprieve. Well, it was in the mitt. As Cabrera was lunging for it, as he started to fall down, it popped out. Ball did not have a lot of height on it. And he is shaded a little bit to the left of a normal third baseman. Went deep to left, and that's going to slice into the Mets' bullpen. Foul. So, yeah, they're playing the lefty Wold the pull one, so that made any fly ball on the third base side tough for Cabrera to get to. One and two the count. Pitches high and in. Wold tonight 1-for-4 with an RBI single and a run scored back in the fourth, the four-run fourth, that kind of blew this game open. Broken back ground ball out to short. Picked up by Vargas. Throws just in time to first base to beat Wold for the out. That'll do it for the Mets in the top of the ninth. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man stranded. We will go to the bottom half. Mets need three outs to finish off this game. And Moreno, despite all the hits against him, is going to try to take this to the finish line. What a finish that would be for him.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park,
walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
What a play by Carlos Dominguez in right field. First pitch swinging. Vargas flies it deep to right. Dominguez with the leap at the warning track hauls it in. Had to stretch way up high to pluck it. Not even sure he saw it going to the mitt, but he lands and holds on. That looked like extra bases all the way. Dominguez makes the play of the night defensively. What can he do tonight? A monster game from him. Not just at the dish, but also in right field. I know he's probably bothered by a relay throw he had home when he threw it too far behind Drake Osborne and a chance to maybe nab Kyle Battle at the plate in the fifth inning. Well, that's getting real nitpicky if he thinks that. There's the ball fouled away. Welcome back to the good life, Carlos Dominguez. And great work by a guy like Lugo, De Los Santos, to step up as Dominguez went into that funk. As this pitch is swung on and missed for strike three, sit down Jason Dominguez. Two up, two down. And despite all the rockiness basically from the get-go for Moreno, he's got a chance to finish this game with the 1-2-3 ninth, the unfamiliar position for the Mets. Cruising to a potential win. I think they're going to do it. Up by 6, Cabrera, who's 0-3. And the Mets, 15 of their 24 wins this year, tying run either at the plate or on base as the game ended. So a rare chance for the team to breathe easy. They've only had 6 wins by more than 3 runs as this pitch is outside. It's 2-1. Moreno's fastball low. 3 balls and a strike, perhaps going a little too fast. Looks very fidgety out there. Well, he's going to wind up with the win. And Ziegler fell just 1 out short. There's a pitch that's outside for ball 4. Cabrera checked his swing. And go down to first. And the game will continue for Garcia. Mets, they did have a couple innings ago a reliever warming up. There's still somebody down there tossing a ball out of view. Robbie Robinson showing no signs of coming out. I think he wants to use another arm to get 1 out in a 6-run game. Moreno will face Garcia. New grounds, 1 foul. Moreno, mid-70s with his pitch count. That was number 74. 3 strikeout night for Garcia. One pitch and change up outside as Moreno falls off the side of the mound. One. Breaking ball inside, 2-1. Talking about all the Mets' close call wins. You know, they've lost 10 games. Not very many. You know, 7 of those losses have been by 3 runs or less. 4 by 1 run. As this pitch is fouled off. I mean, it's a rare occasion for a Mets game to look like this. A big lead early. The game never really felt like it was in jeopardy despite all the walks there in the middle innings. Mets a strike away. Moreno's 2-2 pitch. It's a ground ball. Base hit into right field. A hanger. And Garcia gets a hit. Runner going to third. Here's the throw. Not in time by Dominguez. as Cabrera reaches third base. So it was looking like a 1-2-3 finish is now going to be first and third for Siegler. Robbie Robinson still in the dugout, leaning over the top rail. Each passing batter, you get closer to bringing in another reliever to try to finish this off. Siegler, 0-for-2 with two walks as this pitch is low and away. Well, this has really been a masterful job by Moreno of pitching out of trouble. I mean, he's now had 11 base runners against him in four innings, but just one run. Trying to strand two more. He stranded two in the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. And why not in the ninth? There's the ball outside. It's 2-0. Fastball low, 3-0. Pitch outside corner for a strike. Siegler tossed the bat aside, was walking down to first base. Home plate umpire Caleb Martin tonight, and I know that voice in his earpiece is simultaneous to when it crosses the middle of the plate, but there have been a couple tonight where it seems like it's a little more delayed than usual. That was case in point. 3-1 pitch right down the pipe, no question about this one. And now it's another two-strike count with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Moreno trying to finish the game off right here against Siegler. And he's set the 3-2. Breaking ball right down the pipe for a called third strike. Ball game over. Mets win. 9-3 the final. Make it 7 in a row for the boys in orange and blue. For the second time this season. In the early going, a 7-game winning streak. And they form the happy high five line between the mound and second. A bunch pouring out of the dugout. Mets go up 2-0 in this series. They are now 25-10 on the year. Just a tremendous start for the Mets. And for the Tarpons, it's a 4-game losing streak. They strike out 15 times tonight. After striking out 16 times yesterday, that's really been their calling card this season. Well, Lakeland beat Jupiter. That means the Mets now have a season-high 6-game lead in the FSL East Division. Winning pitcher tonight, Luis Moreno. Wasn't always pretty. 4 1/3 to close it out. He ended up stranding 8 runners. Losing pitcher, Yan Castro, the starter for Tampa. Siegler did well with 9 strikeouts and, again, just 2 hits. Dominguez, welcome him back to the fold. His first 4-hit game and a home run, his 9th of the year. Good night all around for the Mets offense. And on the mound, they made it work in the end. Wasn't always pretty. You hold the other team to 3 runs, you're going to win a lot of games. We'll step aside, come back with the post-game show to wrap up the Mets 9-3 win in Tampa over the Tarpons.
To those in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer?
Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Steinbrenner Field, everybody. Adam McDonald with you from high atop the action, third floor broadcasting booth. Celebrating another St. Lucie Mets victory. Done a lot of that this year. Their 25th win against 10 losses this season. Let's get to the scoring summary in this 9-3 victory. It started early for the Mets in the first inning. Two outs, nobody on. Consuegra draws a walk. Didn't think much of it at the time. Then William Lugo smokes an RBI double. Bring home Stanley to make it 1-0. Then Carlos Dominguez back in the mix. A two-run homer to left field made it 3-0. That was against the starter Castro. Mets got to Castro again in the fourth inning. The first three batters all reached against him. Lugo a double, Dominguez a single, Wolf an RBI single. Two batters later, Junior Tillian an RBI single brings home Dominguez, makes it 5-0. And Kevin Villavicencio doubles down the left field line, 6-0. Then Alex Mears follows with a sac fly to bring home Tillian for a 7-0 lead. A couple of walks from Calvin Ziegler and a hit batter loaded the bases in the fifth. Ziegler then tagged for a two-run single by Vargas. Just the second hit allowed by Ziegler. That brings home Ziegler and Battle to make it 7-2. Unfortunately, at that stage, too many pitches in the inning. And Ziegler had to exit the game with the 5-run lead, one out short of qualifying for a win. The Mets got those two runs back immediately in the top of the sixth inning. With the bases loaded, Stanley Consuegra hits a two-run single to bring home Tillian and Ramirez to make it 9-2. In the seventh inning, an RBI single by Jason Dominguez brought home Connor Cannon, made it 9-3, the final. For the Tarpons, it was more about the non-scoring summary, as they had chance after chance after chance from the fifth inning on to really get some runs, but they finished 3-for-11 with runners in scoring position. They're now just 4-for-19 with RASP in the series. Mets tonight, great with RASP, 6-for-11. Only stranded six runners. Going to win a lot of games that way. Moving to the box score, continuing with the box score, the Lions score, 9 runs on 12 hits, no errors for the Mets, 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for the Tarpons. Mets match their season-high run totals, 9 for the fifth time this season. Hitters in the game, all but two St. Lucie Mets had hits. Tillian, we'll start with him. He went 2-for-3 from the 8th spot with 2 runs scored, plus an RBI. Ramirez 1-for-3, plus an RBI and a run. Consuegra 1-for-4, 2 RBI. Lugo 2-for-5 with 2 doubles, an RBI and 2 runs. Dominguez, the big night, 4-for-5, a home run, a double, 2 singles, 2 RBI, and 2 runs scored. Wolbert 1-for-5, Villavicencio 1-for-4. For the Tarpons, Vargas and 3 of the top 4 batters in the order all had multi-hit games. Battle had the only extra base hit for Tampa, a double. Pitchers in the game, just a 2-horse effort for the Mets. Ziegler 4 2/3, 2 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks. Ties his season high with 9 strikeouts. Moreno, he gets the win. He's 2-0 now in the season. 4 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 4 walks, but only 1 run, and 6 strikeouts. 5 Mets pitchers in this series have now combined for 31 Ks. The Tarpons, Castro the loss. He's 0-2, 4 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 7 runs, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. He entered the game with a 1.53 ERA, and it's now at 4.09. Mets thought they could hit him, and they did. Anderson, an inning and 2/3, 3 hits, 2 runs. Messinger, 2 scoreless innings with a hit and 3 strikeouts. Watson with a scoreless 9th, 1 hit and 2 strikeouts. Tarpons combined for 13 strikeouts on the mound against just 3 walks. Ball game played in 2 hours and 44 minutes plus a 19-minute delayed start. One of the lengthier games of the season, but still well under the 3-hour mark. was played in front of 657 baseball-loving souls at Steinmetz Fields. Now the Mets turn their attention to tomorrow. They need a win to guarantee a series split, but after winning the first two in tonight dominant fashion, the Mets have their eyes on more than just winning three here in Tampa. They won another series victory. They already have five series victories and six series this year. But they'll try to get that third win tomorrow, and they'll also try for a season-high eight-game winning streak. They've gotten to seven before, which is crazy, just 35 games into the season. They'll try for eight tomorrow. They turn to Carson Seymour on the mound. All he's done is been electric all season. It'll be another 6:30 start. The weather should be good. Hopefully, no 19-minute delay again. We'll go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 6:20 sharp. Well, folks, that does it for this game. This post-game final score from Tampa, the St. Lucie Mets 9, the Tampa Tarpons 3. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday night. I hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.